Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
In Princess Bride, Fezzik loves to rhyme. Inigo says probably he means no harm. Fezzik says he's really very short on charm. You have a great gift for rhyme. Yes, yes, some of the time. No more rhymes now, I mean it. Anybody want a peanut? Isaac also loved to rhyme. He was one of 9 children. At the age of 4, he learned Latin and began to discover his gift for writing songs and poetry. But he didn't just write poetry, he often spoke in rhymes. He just couldn't help himself. Before long, it drove his father around the bend. One day, his exasperated dad told Isaac to stop, or else he would be punished. But the creative boy couldn't, and so, as it was the 1600s, his father spanked him. Isaac yelled, "Oh, father, do some pity take, and I will no more verses make." As a teenager, Isaac complained to his father that most church hymns were boring, with tiresome tunes and meaningless words. So his father said, "If you can write better hymns, why don't you?" And so he wrote his first hymn. "When I survey the wondrous cross, on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain I count but loss, and pour contempt on all my pride." The year was 1690. The teenager was Isaac Watts. Isaac wasn't much to look at. About 5 feet tall, with yellowish skin, he had a head that was disproportionately large for his frail body, a large hooked nose, and small gray eyes. As the result of reading his poetry, Elizabeth Singer, a noted poet of that era, fell in love with him. A romantic courtship by correspondence ensued, and they discussed marriage. But when she met him, she could not get past his looks. Disappointed, Watts contented himself with being her friend. He never married, accepting that God was working even this rejection together for good. And he left his mark on the world as few have, writing more than 700 hymns and authoring 52 books on subjects as diverse as logic, grammar, ethics, astronomy, and theology. Popular songs of his include "When I Survey the Wondrous Cross" and "O God, Our Help in Ages Past." It holds one of my favorite lines, "O God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, our shelter from the stormy blast, and our eternal home." Each Christmas, we sing "Joy to the World," which he wrote way back in 1719. Though he felt resentment and deep rejection, Isaac Watts wrote often of redemption, of heaven, and of the faithfulness and majesty of God. After his death in 1748, a monument was erected to Watts among the great and mighty in Westminster Abbey. And nearly 3 centuries later, we still sing many of his songs. His story should remind us that it matters not what we look like, but who we look to. Someone said that his nose was twice the size it should have been. I picture Isaac smiling and saying, "My God is bigger than anything I face." May we see as God sees, looking past the physical appearance of others to the soul and heart within. God uses whoever he pleases, you know. The great author George MacDonald said that Isaac Watts' hymns will be sung so long as people praise God together. Though only 5 feet, Isaac Watts was really a giant. Reminds me of another old song that wasn't quite as popular as his hymns, but it makes me smile. "I'm only 4'11", and I'm going to heaven, and it makes me feel 10 feet tall."
Promises to never leave us, but that doesn't mean life will be easy. Many search for an escape from life's struggles, but Laugh Again offers something deeper: encouragement, joy, and the hope of Jesus in the midst of it all. As one listener shared, "I wanted to tell you how much Laugh Again means to me. It even helped cheer me up after my dad died." Help share this hope and laughter. Give today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.